A lecturer at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Ken Ahosu, has asked the TUC to go back to the negotiating table and dialogue with the PURC for the way forward. He said taking entrenched positions will not help resolve their concerns. According to him, Ghana is a democratic country where divergent views are allowed. Dr. Ahosu stated this in an interview with Radio Ghana.
The main concern of every human settlement is to make life easy, a life affordable. People should be able to earn their living, predict their lifestyles, and be in some form of comfort. It is in the light of these that the increase utility prices and the perennial increase of petroleum products, I think, has led to some outcry, and the plan by the TUC and a number of other labor organizations to go on strike.
We just heard that the TUC has pulled out of the discussion of negotiation towards resolving the issue. What message do you have for them?
Well, I think they have to go back to the negotiating table, because at the end of the day, it is negotiations, it is dialogue that is going to solve the crisis. They're pulling back. No man is an island. They're pulling back. There is no way there will be a solution. Or they should not behave in a manner as to force the hands of the government as to do what is economically unwise. So I think what they have to do is to look at the options, discuss with government, what are the mitigating plans or policies you have to put in place to manage this crisis that we have at hand, and that kind of thing, so that we do not run the country aground. We are in a liberal democracy now. One thing we have to think about is we are no more living under military rule. We are no more living under socialist form of government. And what this calls for is that there must be sensible application of economic policies. Now, so the question I want to ask, for example, labor front, is that there is a labor representative on the price of utility and what services, whatever it's called, and what has been that person's input.
Dr. also said former socialist countries like Russia provided subsidy like electricity and water, which later collapsed the economy.
Despite the difficulties that we are going through, do we want the utility companies to be producing at a higher cost and selling these things to us as a subsidized cost? I'm making this point because in the past, countries like Cuba, countries like the Soviet Union, countries like East Germany have tried to make life in such a way that life is affordable without the mechanics of economics or the realities on the ground. And we've seen what happened to these countries. And
lecturer at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Ken Ahosu.